U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will visit India's financial hub, Mumbai, before heading to New Delhi on Sunday, where she will hold talks with senior Indian leaders, including Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. She comes at a time when relations between the two countries have leaped forward. The foundations for the India-U.S. strategic partnership were laid during the previous Bush administration, which lifted a three-decade-long ban on sale of civil nuclear technology to New Delhi, although India is not a signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Bharat Karnad, a security expert at New Delhi Center for Policy Research, says India is hoping that the Clinton visit will demonstrate that the Obama administration also intends to strengthen and deepen ties between the two countries.
This is, again, I think, more of an exploratory trip for both sides. Both sides are going to sound each other out, see where there's give, where can there be a bit more take, and so on and so forth. And I think serious talks and negotiations on a whole range of issues is going to then follow.
In recent months, policymakers and analysts in New Delhi have voiced concerns on several counts. Some worry that the Obama administration's focus on fighting Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan and Pakistan could take some attention away from India. There are also fears that the Obama administration intends to put more pressure on India to sign the comprehensive test ban treaty, which New Delhi has long resisted. Bharat Karnad says New Delhi will be seeking reassurance rather than any new initiatives on such issues during Clinton's visit.
They are, I think, a bit apprehensive. In particular, the Obama administration's emphasis on the comprehensive test ban treaty and trying to get India into generally the non-proliferation treaty net. These are concerns then that I think have led to a little bit of worry on the part of Indian policymakers, and find out if in fact the U.S. policy remains the same, or how much, if it is not the same, then how much it departs from what it was in the time of President George W. Bush.
During the visit, the two sides are expected to finalize two agreements. India is expected to announce that it has set aside two sites for U.S. companies to build nuclear power plants, clearing the way for American businesses to get nearly $10 billion in business. The two countries are also scheduled to sign an agreement to ensure that U.S. arms technology sold to India is not leaked to third countries. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.